Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our question and answer series, we finished with the second part. Today we will be starting with the third part with our fifth question.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, with another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll be listening closely today as we continue in our question and answer series. I just want to inform you now that when the series is over, and it's going to be on into January, usually we finish the series up in December, but with this pandemic, I missed quite a bit of time. I really did not start fresh recordings of our program until just somewhere in November. A couple strokes this year during this pandemic and other things going on just kind of knocked me out for a while. So I'm back, and we're looking forward to a great 2021. Now, also, I just want to say that as a listener to the Lamp and Light radio broadcast, we do have our own radio station now. You may be listening to us on a different radio station. We're on the Caribbean Lighthouse Radio, great ministry there, great people there. And then in Haines City there with the people at Landmark Baptist College and Dr. Mickey Carter, and just what a great ministry that is down there. And then also we're with the Fundamental Broadcasting Network, and there's not enough good things that can be said about the Fundamental Broadcasting Network, and it's been a pleasure to be on there for these various years that I've been with the Fundamental Broadcasting Network. I think at least 15 years, maybe longer than that, that I have been with them. And now, the Lamp and Light also has our own radio station. It is the call letters WTYG. Now, some of you may not have access to a cell phone or even a computer. And I would also say that you're driving in your car and you're in your town, you're in your city, and you're listening to one of these other radio stations I just mentioned, FBN, Brother Carter's Caribbean Lighthouse Radio, and also those out in the Pacific Ocean there in Pompeii. I tell you what, now, all of you folks, we are just so glad that you listen to us on those stations and support those stations. Let me say that. If those radio stations are ministering to you daily, they're not a for-profit station. They're non-profit. Support them regularly. And the gifts you give, by the way, are tax deductible. So I highly encourage you to give, because it's as unto the Lord. Now, I always say the same thing. Give an offering, not a tithe. Your tithe belongs unto your local church. And so you make sure that one-tenth of your income is first directed to your local church. But after that, is anything above a tithe is an offering. Pray about it. If God would lay it upon your heart, then I would suggest that you send an offering to these various radio ministries that have radio stations or radio networks and support them, because they need it to stay on the air, especially with the way things have gone this past year in our country, and we don't know other things will be coming upon them. You never know from time to time what restrictions they will try to impose. And so many things happen, and I just know that we need your help in those areas. But for us, our radio station is WTYG. You can go to our website that my announcer gives you each day at the conclusion of our radio broadcast, and you can have our website come up, and you can click onto our radio station there, or you can watch our church services. If your church doesn't live stream and you're homesick, then I would say watch our services. We'd be glad to have you. They're Sunday morning. These are all Eastern times at 11 o'clock and 6 o'clock p.m. on Sunday. Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. And that is pretty well it. Those three times, 11, 6 on Sunday, 7 on Wednesday. And so I would encourage you to listen in to our services, to watch them live stream. Sometimes people say, well, I wonder what that person looks like behind the voice. Well, that's how you can tell, just by looking there. You may not like what you see. And as someone once told me, you have a voice for, no, they said I had a face for radio. And so I think they meant voice, but they said radio and a face. So I take that for granted that I definitely have a face for radio. But you can see the face behind the radio there. Now, also let me say that we still don't take the place of your pastor and of your local church. But I hope that our verse-by-verse Bible studies, our doctrinal studies, are that which will help you to grow in God's grace and knowledge. You can also go, if you have a smartphone, go to the appropriate app store for your smartphone and type in the letters WTYG. They'll take you to our 24/7 radio station. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that'll take you right there to it. And you can hear the various preachers that we have on it, just like FBN and others. And then we also have good, godly music that you know never have to apologize for. And you will thoroughly enjoy that as well. And you can listen to that on the appropriate cellular instrument that you have. And by the way, that's a free app, so you don't pay anything for it. Just put it on there. I used it a couple of years ago when I was in Israel, and what a great thing to be able to hear our radio station in Israel while we were over there. Well, I hope that you are ready now for our Lamp and Light question and answer period. And this is supposed to be the Q&A for 2020, but with things getting delayed and things that have happened, we are now just going to go ahead and complete this. And so let me get started here with our first question from a listener. And now this one says, well, let me just say this. On this letter, I'm going to answer this letter within the context of the letters. Okay, so as I answer this, understand, instead of just asking the question first, I'm answering this question within the context of the letter. Now, they sent me a letter, and it's an email, and they emailed me through the website, and so my guy, Brother Mark Hopper, our radio station manager, and he and Dick Vaught do such a great job with all of this. And so they get that to me when you send it in through our website, and so just continue to send them in. That's how we get your letters, and then we can answer your questions. So I started out this question by saying thank you for your letter and for listening to our broadcast. I will answer your letter within the context, with my print being the dark, bold, black print. So she starts out by saying, I was able to hear your Bible study today about Jesus on the cross. Isn't it true the reason God did not stay to him or forsook him was it because God cannot look at sin? Well, let me just go back and look at that. When Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? We must understand that throughout his earthly ministry, as when he was in the wilderness, as well as in Gethsemane, and in Gethsemane, don't forget, there were great drops of sweat coming from him as if they were blood. They were so thick. And in the wilderness, we have the temptation of Jesus by the devil after he's been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. And in those cases, angels were sent to him to minister to him. So, the reason he says this now on the cross is that he is speaking of his humanity, because he had a human spirit as well as a human body besides his deity. Now, his deity never ceased. He did not forsake his deity to become a man, but he became flesh and blood when he was formed inside of Mary, and when the Holy Spirit came upon her and the Father helped to form that child within her. And then a human spirit was given to him, but not like our human spirit, inheriting a sin nature, because he did not have a human father. Now, the reason is that Almighty God's wrath is being poured out on his human spirit, not his deified spirit. And therefore, the third person of the Trinity will not be there for him. Angels will not be sent to him. He'll have to bear the entire payment for our sin of the outpoured wrath of God upon his human spirit. There'll be no grace for him on the cross in order that the sin of all men everywhere, now think of that, all men everywhere and in every period of time, isn't that great? Every generation might be saved as they repent and believe the gospel. Isn't it interesting in Acts chapter 20, verse 21, that the Apostle Paul said he went everywhere preaching repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, why is that distinction there if Jesus is God come in the flesh? Well, because repentance towards God is looking at the deity. All sin, no matter what it is against God. You might have murdered someone, but that's against God as well. You may commit fornication with someone. That is still against God. You may cheat on your spouse. That is still against God. So, all that is against God. All sin, lying, everything. All liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire. So, understand, all sin is against God. So, it's repentance towards God. And then the rest of that verse, Acts 20, 21, says, and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. What's that faith? Is that you're trusting your eternity. You're trusting fully that the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross, when the wrath of God was poured out upon his human spirit, and he died there for us, that that was the entire payment for all time for our sin and for your sin. 1 John 2:2, we read there's that little epistle that is written by John, the apostle, and he says, for he is the propitiation, that means the entire payment, for he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.